They are called Dreamers. These are young undocumented immigrants who were brought to this country illegally, often by their parents or some other relative. This week, those who came to this country before the age of 16, but who are not over the age of 30 as of June 15th, can apply for a two-year reprieve from deportation under a new program established by the president. They must not have a criminal record, and they must be on track to graduate from high school. This is a slight crack in a window that seemed closed when Congress failed to approve the DREAM Act that would have provided legal residency for these young people. The Pew Center estimates that up to 1.7 million undocumented immigrants could qualify. The application fee is $465. Many immigrant organizations are now gearing up to help out these undocumented immigrants with the process. One of those is La Esperanza in Georgetown, where there is a large immigrant population. Zaida Guajardo is executive director.
For the most part, these are individuals that came unlawfully here to the United States at a very young age. So it was through no fault of their own. Their parents brought them here. So I think they shouldn't be penalized for a decision that they could not make on their own. And that they're given this opportunity because this is what they know as their home.
Many of these young people are students attending high school or college. For many of them, this is virtually the only country they have ever known. 18-year-old Myra Melendez and her friend, 19-year-old Veronica Martinez Vargas, sit quietly. Myra is from Peru and came to this country at the age of 7 and now attends Salisbury University. She's majoring in international relations. Veronica is from Mexico and came to this country at the age of 10 and now attends Warwick. She's majoring in biochemistry. While they were born elsewhere, Myra says this country has become their home, and Veronica chimes in.
You know, you're technically from that country, so you're so you still have, I guess, ties there, but when you look at yourself, you're
involved
like,
in,
yeah,
like,
you're
the
more
American
involved
lifestyle.
Yeah.
But their lives have not been like other kids their age. Veronica says simple things like going out with friends can be dangerous.
If I wanted to hang out with some friends, you know, if I wanted to go out with some friends to, like, on a road trip or something similar like that, I couldn't. Because it was like, that's not something that I should be putting myself at risk. Just, you know, going out there and just especially having no documents. It's always that fear.
Their friend Leslie Rodriguez is 18. She was born in this country and is going to Hood College in Frederick, Maryland. When she became aware that her friends could be deported at any time, it hit her emotionally.
It was difficult and it was kind of scary to know that my best friend could disappear one day and just not be here, the person that has gotten me through so many struggles of my own, and there was nothing that I could do to help him through his struggle. It really hurt. It was really emotional once I found that out because I didn't know at a younger age and we didn't really understand it.
When she heard the news that the president was implementing a program under which her friends could be protected from deportation, she couldn't believe it at first.
Then I saw it on the TV, and it was so emotional for me. I began to cry. I'm not a dreamer, but I'm a dreamer at heart, and my best friends and my family members and everyone that I know around me is going to be affected by this, and I'm so happy, and it was so emotional for me to have this happen.
18-year-old Edgar Rosas is a student at Warwick studying business administration. He came to this country at the age of 3 from Mexico. He sees the new program as part of a long struggle.
We've had our struggles, and just like seeing something being brought above is very rewarding and is a very emotional moment for all of us. We're jumping and screaming, very happy.
For Myra, the deportation reprieve changes the world in which she lives.
You're going to graduate college, like before you had that doubt, like, oh, you know, like, where am I going to go to? Like, how am I going to be able to get a job, a career? So I think that with the deferred action, it's like it's opening up like a whole new world of possibilities.
And her friend Veronica agrees.
I'm not going to be able to, you know, without living in that fear that if I don't, you know, if I do this, I can't do this, I can't do that because I'm going to get deported. So it's just really great to know that I won't be living with that fear for the next 2 years.
Under the program, they'll be able to go to school and get a work permit. After the two-year period, they can reapply for another deportation deferment. But since this is a presidential executive order, the future of this program could hinge on the outcome of this year's election. So while there is elation with the prospects of a two-year reprieve, the time ahead remains uncertain. Edgar says uncertainty is something that he has learned to live with.
I feel like there always is concern of what could happen in the future. But, you know, we can't predict the future, so I guess we just have to take advantage of what we can right now and fight for something more in the long term.
19-year-old Veronica.
It says right now that we can renew it after 2 years, but like you mentioned, if someone new comes in or anything new happens and gets taken away, like the only thing that we're hoping for is for the Federal Dream Act to pass or some type of immigration reform.
After the interview, the students shuffle out the door. They check their iPhones and chat as they walk down the hallway, just like millions of other students across the country. And for now, they feel safe from deportation. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.